When it comes right down to it, Americans are known for our spirit, resilience, independence. We're a renegade lot, born on the wrong side of the tracks. Chip McCabe lives there and brings you our story in music, Tuesdays at 7 on Cygnus Radio.
Deadly sins, seven ways to win, seven holy paths to hell, and your trip begins. Seven downward slopes, seven bloodied hopes, seven are your burning fires, seven your desires.
Thank you. Dad radio show. Up in the irons, as we always do. Metal Dad, man after my own heart. He knows my love for this song. What are we hearing, Metal Dad?
I know your love for this whole album. It's the Metal Dad radio show. I'm Metal Dad. That's Candyman. And Up in the Irons with some Iron Maiden, Moonchild off of Seventh Son of Seventh Son. The Candyman's favorite Iron Maiden record, as stated several times on the show.
I think it's the best. Just my opinion.
And so we played a track off of that, and there's a reason why, and we'll tell you later. We've got a big show this week. We've got the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres, giving us a classic genre. Some albums celebrating anniversaries, of course, and new stuff, including a track from a band that I really dig, who has not put out a record since 2019, pre-pandemic. And that band would be Immortal Bird. They have a new record finally coming out on October 18th through 20 bucks spin called Sin Crencia. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is Plastered Sainthood. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Dad Radio Show, giving you an eclectic but all-around damn solid block of new music. I gotta say, there was some stuff on this block I was not yet privy to, so I appreciate you, Metal Dad.
Thank you. I know you're privy to Dark Tranquility. I mean, anybody who listens to this show probably is, but they have a new record coming out that just dropped August 16th. It's called End Time Signals. Came out through Century Media. And we gave you one of the tracks off it, Wayward Eyes, which is one of the singles they released off that record. Before that, a band out of Virginia called Dreamless Veil, who's made up of members of Artificial Brain and Inner Arma and some other cool bands. But they have a new record out on Relapse called Every Limb of the Flood. It's due out in September. And we gave you one of the lead single off of that record called A Generation of Eyes from Dreamless Veil. And starting off the block, Immortal Bird. And they got a record coming out on 20 Bucks Spin October 18th. Then we gave you the track Plastered Sainthood, which is the lead single off of that record. Okay, it's time now for the heavy metal wheel of genres. I got heavy metal wheel of genres got crazy there for a second. I don't know what the hell. That got violent. It did, which is funny because this is not a violent block of music at all. The heavy metal wheel of genres has given us new wave of British heavy metal. So we're going all the way back to some of the earliest days of metal as we know it to bring you what is going to be, for at least the time being, the final wheel of genres for quite some time. And again, we'll tell you why towards the end of the show if you haven't figured it out. But let's go now into one of the bands that were really one of the bigger bands from the new wave of British heavy metal. And that would be Saxon. And Saxon, on September 1st, 1980, released their album Strong Arm of the Law. Let's give you the track Taking Your Chances. Metal Dad Radio.
I told you before. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you a ripping block of some new wave of British heavy metal albums, some true classics right there, celebrating anniversaries around this time of year.
Yes, sir, new wave of British heavy metal block, including Raven, who, you know, the story goes right around this time of the album, this album, they came to the States, and this fairly unknown band, Metallica, opened for them and blew them off stage every night. It happens, guys. Raven, All for One, though, released in August of 1983. One of my favorite Raven records, actually. And we gave you the opening track, Take Control. Before that, Tigers of Pantang, who on August 23rd, 1980, released their debut album, Wildcat. And we gave you the track, Money. And starting off the block, Saxon, who on September 1st, 1980, released Strong Arm of the Law. And we gave you the track, Taking Your Chances. So there's a little block of some new wave of British heavy metal for you, all from the first half of the 1980s. The first few years of the 1980s, really. So it's time now for us to go into album celebrating anniversaries. Got a pretty eclectic block here for you. But we're going to go to 1989. August 21st, 1989, King Diamond released the Conspiracy record through Roadrunner. Let's give you a track off that now. It's called Lies. It's King Diamond, Smell Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you a fantastic block of truly classic albums celebrating anniversaries. Metal Dad, I gotta say, you knocked this one out. These are some albums that I absolutely adore, and I know you're very fond of as well.
I am very fond of all three of these records. That right there, St. Vitus, off of one of my favorite St. Vitus records, Mournful Cries, released August 22nd, 1988, through SST Records. We gave you the track Looking Glass. One of my top two, I think, St. Vitus albums, Born Too Late and Mournful Cries, are just the best. Before that, Fudge Tunnel, Hate Songs in E Minor, their debut album, released August 20th, 1991, through Earache. And I was telling you, by the way, we played my theme song, Gut Rot, which I think is what I've had from all the Coca-Cola I drink. So there you go. But we were talking off air about how I bought this on cassette because of the name of the record, Hate Songs in E Minor. I thought that was great. And when I bought it, I was like, I don't know about this because, you know, 16-year-old me wasn't really into, like, a lot of noise rock at the time. But this record really grew on me, and I really, really love this record now. And then starting off the block, King Diamond, who I've loved since day one, August 21st, 1989, he released Conspiracy through Roadrunner, and we gave you the track Lies. Now, we have some news that I don't know if we made this public yet.
I'm not sure if we have, potentially.
So next week, kids, is our last Metal Dad Radio Show as we know it, okay? It is our 400th episode. Now, when I started this show in January of 2016, okay, so almost however many years ago that is, 9 years ago, there were four McCabe children who sat here with me. Only one of those children lasted 400 episodes, and that's the Candyman. This became our thing for 400 episodes as of next week. The Candyman is off to college, kids, which I am very proud of. But that means I'm losing my co-host. I am losing my co-host of 400 episodes. It is not the end. The Candyman will be back for our year-end spectacular, where we count down our top 20 metal albums of 2024, because he'll have some say in this as well. But next week is our last Metal Dad Radio Show episode for a couple months. I am taking a much-needed hiatus. I am taking off the months of September and October. I will return in November with new episodes, but it's going to take me at least 2 months to figure out what the hell this is going to look like, because we've been doing this thing for 400 episodes, and since 2021, we've had this sort of, you know, patterned show where we play new stuff, we play anniversary albums, and then we rotate the middle block with three things that you and I have been doing forever, right? The Time Machine, the World Tour, and the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. So I don't know what's coming back. I don't know what I'm doing. It may just be freeform metal radio come November until I figure out what the hell I want to do. I don't know. But next week is our 400th episode and our final full-time episode with the Candyman. He'll officially be a guest host the next time you hear him. So next week, and this is why I said it was the last Metal Wheel of Genres for a while, next week we are going to recreate the first ever Metal Dad Radio Show that aired January 28th, 2016. I have found the playlist, and we are going to recreate that episode next week for our 400th episode. So there you go. Thoughts?
I'm going to miss it. I love doing this show. It's been around for, believe it or not, about half of my life. I've been doing this legitimately. So, I mean, this is a big step. I'm going to miss it a lot. I'm looking forward to coming back. And I know whatever, you know, you make of the show will be fantastic. You've been doing this a lot longer than I have. So I know you got this, Metal Dad. But all I know is I will miss it a lot. I love doing the show. I love bringing music to the people. It's really been one of my favorite experiences so far in life.
Well, we've got one more episode next week. So let's finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first heavy metal band, and that is
Black Sabbath.
Of course. And don't worry, next week we also finish with Black Sabbath. Trust. Let's give you one of my all-time favorite Sabbath songs, totally underrated jam, off the Sabotage record, It's the thrill of it all. Until next week, kids.